Great to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Well, right now, many Americans are wondering about the future of healthcare in the United States. While the Affordable Care Act remains in place, many people are wondering what may happen to their health insurance with the many potential changes that may come out of Washington. Here with us to discuss some of the highlights of the fifth annual National Survey on Health and Healthcare in America is none other than Hector De La Torre, who, of course, leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, give us some of the headlines from this most recent survey, which includes thousands of consumers and their views.
Well, to start off, I want to remind our listeners that TCHS is a nonpartisan, policy-neutral, educational nonprofit. And our aim has always been to educate the general public by telling folks about the facts. Healthcare in America, particularly since the ACA, has gone through changes that are complicated. So our survey once again tries to highlight the status of Americans' health coverage and healthcare. The lead here is that folks have kind of settled in with the ACA and want to kind of continue things the way they are. They don't want change.
One of my questions is, are people really paying attention? Are they engaged with this critical issue, which really impacts families and individuals at such a profound level? I've heard it said that most people don't understand that the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare are actually the same thing. You know, they want to do away with Obamacare but keep the Affordable Care Act, for instance. So what is your take on that?
Well, a lot of polling, not just ours, has shown that people have a more positive view of the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, whatever you want to call it, certainly since last year. Sentiment toward the ACA is still more positive than negative. 43% of adults in our survey said they have a positive impression, while 26 are neutral, and 32% said they have a negative impression. But here's the interesting thing. The proportion of those with a neutral impression of the Affordable Care Act is noticeably less at 26% compared to 48% who felt neutral about it just last year.
Well, none of us can look around the corner and see what might transpire, although we're getting some clues, but a lot of mixed messages, frankly. What are the potential changes and how do Americans view the future of their health coverage?
Before we get into the changes, I think it's important to highlight that a whopping 81% say they are at least somewhat aware of potential changes to healthcare policy coming out of Washington. And of that group, 92% said they are at least somewhat concerned about those potential changes. And nearly 3 in 5, 59%, say they are extremely or very concerned. And their biggest fears stem from the thought of losing healthcare because of a pre-existing condition. An additional 40% want an annual out-of-pocket limits, so a set maximum amount of money they would have to pay during a policy year, including future health plans.
And as it becomes more clear, as September 30th approaches, with the deadline really to make significant changes to the current system, which is the Affordable Care Act. Thanks, Hector, as always, for the insights you bring. That's all we have time for here on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.